After looking at the tape, I don't feel a whole lot differently than I did yesterday. We did not play good enough defensively. We didn't get off the field on third downs. We didn't convert on third downs. We kind of reverted back to some of the things we had done in the past defensively, the things that we had to correct before, so we'll have to start trying to correct them again. But I do, you know, I think the team is ready to play. We start out fast. We wanted to start out fast. We got up 10-0, and we didn't finish as good enough as we needed to. I don't think we ran the ball well enough. They were running some zone blitzes to stop the running game some. And the one long run that Jarek had was a zone blitz that we blocked very well. And then a couple others, we missed a block here or there. And then we didn't play good enough to win.
A little bit of that, you kind of cautioned coming out of the bye that they slip if they have some time off. But did you see any of that?
No. We practiced very well. None of that showed up in practice. They were enthusiastic, energetic. Before the game, they were like that. We started out the game. Sometimes when we're not having the success that we expect to have, guys try to do a little bit too much sometimes, and I think that's what happened yesterday. The two first third downs in the ball game, we missed tackles, which we would have had them out. And so, you start getting frustrated. You change some of the things because of what's going on as a signal caller. You start doing other things, and like everybody else, I was frustrated as well.
Some bad angles over pursuit or just some plain misses?
They're good backs too, but one we overran it, the guy spun back on us, those kind of things, but if we make the tackle there, which we've been pretty good in those situations, make the tackle there, they're punting, and then everybody's feeling good about things, and so it just kind of steamrolled after that for a little bit.
Are there any mental mistakes or issues that you're seeing as a problem for Teddy in the last couple of weeks?
Mentally, he's actually pretty good. He's helping the receivers out where they're supposed to be and where they're supposed to go. There's times when the things I thought he did good yesterday, I thought, especially in the second half, he moved in the pocket to allow things to develop down the field a little bit more. And I thought that helped, early in the game. We're talking to him about getting the ball out fairly quick. And early in the game, he might have, there's a lot of times protection was good and he probably could have waited a little bit longer until something else developed before getting rid of the ball. But, it's kind of the feel-as-you-go kind of thing. But we went down there in the first drive, I believe it was, and kicked a field goal. And so.
I mean, he seems to disappear at times.
Yeah, what do you want me to talk about? I think Cordero is a young developing player that has been in third offense in 3 years, hasn't been a receiver for a long time, so we're going to continue to be patient with him and keep teaching him and keep working with him and try and get him to where he needs to be in all those areas. So he does some very, very good things, and then some things that you don't like as much. So I don't think disappointed is the right word. I think youth might be the right word.
What do you think
back right now?
Just youth. Just, you know, the continually developing as a receiver, continually to understand all the complexities. You know, he's just a young guy. And so, and with the third offense, you know, the second offense here, and, you know, he's at Tennessee for a short amount of time as a receiver, sometimes it takes time with young guys, and I believe that's the case with him. I believe that he's going to be a really good player, but it's, you know, everybody's impatient, including me, and I'm sure he is too, but it'll come. It took, you know, Norv and I talk about these things a lot, and it takes some guys longer than others just because of the, you know, we talk about some of the guys he's had as young players and the same, you know, and he talks about other guys like that. So it just may take a while. Sorry.
When the season starts to turn a little bit, how do you keep their attention and their focus this late in the year?
Keep my thumb on.
Can you talk about the challenges of facing the Packers now, the way they're playing? I mean, Brian Robinson said we're catching them at a bad time is what he said. Just the challenges on facing them, 108 points their last two games.
Yeah, well, they're good. They've got a lot of weapons. Defensively, they're playing well, too. I mean, they're doing a lot of good things. They got a lot of good players. Rodgers is, you know, he's like one of those three-point shooters that you get in a roll and you hit him from anywhere. And that's kind of how he is right now, the way he's throwing the ball. He runs. He's got a great grasp of the offense, of telling guys where to go. The receivers are doing a great job of being in the right place. They go up and catch the ball. Lacy's a big, physical, strong back, and their offensive line is big and physical. And defensively, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're using Peppers in a lot of good ways. Matthews, obviously, and I think they're playing good in the secondary.
Where do you think Rodgers ranks among NFL quarterbacks now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to rank him. He's good. He's really good.
How did Rudolph come out of the game yesterday? Was that pretty much the plan to use him, kind of to ease him back into the way you guys did?
Yeah, he's feeling his way a little bit still, and so, you know, he's got to let it loose a little bit more. You know, we want to be careful with him, but on the same token, he needs to, you know, continue to feel good about where he's at and kind of try to let it loose too.
Issue, or is it just poor form tackling?
Just missed tackles. It was. He had a couple alignment errors yesterday, but the missed tackles were more about just overrunning it or being in the wrong position. But it wasn't alignments.
Was Kyle holding himself back a little bit yesterday, just because he
was? No, I don't think he was holding himself back. But I don't know that he had the. He was confident, but I don't know if he was really confident. You know what I mean? As far as, okay, I can go run this route as hard as I can run. You know, Kyle's a great competitive kid that wants to please and do everything he can. And if there's a chance that he's going to try to play, he's going to play regardless of if he's 99% or he's 88%. So I think he needed to get back into it. He was a little bit rusty, in my opinion, but I think he just needs to get back into it more.
You mentioned the factor in having Chase Ford out there on the last possession.
Well, a little bit. It wasn't so much about, with Kyle, but we've been practicing that two-minute drill with Chase in there quite a bit.
Running game at the outset here, was that due to Jarek's back at all, or just you were still in the game to be able to use it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't so much that they were making a conscious effort of run blitzing in the gaps, and if you hit them right, you know you're gonna stop some things, and so when you do that, it opens up some other areas, and we try to hit some other areas.
you know, preaching to Teddy to get the ball out pretty quick. You think that caused him to not look downfield as much yesterday?
No, I don't think it caused him to do that. I think it was we're always stressing to get the ball out quick, so it wasn't that. But he probably could have been a little bit more patient at times. But the thing I liked that he did, what I thought he did as good as anything was, you know, there was a couple plays where he stepped up in the pocket and, you know, let the rush get past and then step up and found some guys down the field. And, that, you know, I thought that was good.
Could you have made? You kind of talked a little bit about after the game with Josh to maybe make him less vulnerable in that match, in those matchups.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about what things I could have done, but I could have done something. I'm not going to tell you. I guess is what I'm saying because I don't want to tell the world.
Are there any injuries that you have any concerns about, Wright or Jennings or anybody? Or?
None. No, I mean, they seem to be okay. We'll have to find out how they are during the week.
Were you guys one of the teams that the DEA checked out yesterday? I know that there was a Washington Post report that the DEA was checking out teams to check for prescription drugs and make sure they were used properly. Were you one of them?
I did not see that report. I did hear about it. I'm not going to talk about if we were or we weren't, but we're in good shape here. I did talk to the league today about it, and they said there's a lot of things they need to look into and have protocol for in case a situation like that arises and things they'll discuss. And, you know.
Did the clock issues play into the lack of the running game in the fourth quarter at all?
No. No, the clock. The only time the clock was an issue, really, was in the last 2 minutes. The Bears beat us. Okay, it wasn't the clocks. The Bears beat us. They performed better than we did. At the end of the day, at the 2 minute drill, the clock became an issue because of not knowing what time, how much time was left on the clock. And Teddy thought at that point when he threw the interception, he thought the clock was down and he tried to make a play in the end zone. That's really the only time, and it being a little disconcerting for the offense in the 2 minute drill was the biggest issue. Now, the Bears had the same thing. They could have had different changes, different, you know, if they know it's a minute left in the game and or 10 seconds left, they're going to make different calls as well. So I'm not going to put it all on that, but it is a you know, you've got a young quarterback running a 2 minute drill and can't find anywhere in the place where there's how much time is left, and so that is a little bit disconcerting. But we didn't deserve to win the game regardless if we would have tied it up.
Is there any satisfactory answer you could get? You know, you get calls from the league sometimes saying, yeah, we blew that call or that flag shouldn't have been thrown, and at the end of the day it doesn't do much for you, maybe make you feel a little better. But I don't know, what can you get out of this?
The only thing, well, I mean, we talked about possible scenarios if this happens again, and but the, I guess the only thing that they said was, you know, and when there's a timeout, they would come over and tell me how much time is left, you know, in the third quarter and stuff like that, which is fine. But he said it's virtually impossible to get the number of seconds on the clock in a 2 minute drill. He said, you know, there's things they're going to have to discuss in the off season. So, you know, if that situation arises again.
Time you think Teddy thought was left? I mean, it was probably upper 40s.
I didn't ask him what he thought. He just thought he was down.
Were you guys able to do anything to try to keep the time on your own to just have a better sense of it when they're not giving you as much information as you'd like?
No, honestly, I didn't think of that.
When you go back and look, what more can Josh Robinson do on some of those occasions with those guys?
Well, there was been made the receiver restart a little bit, not look back for the ball, play the route better. I mean, the guy made a great catch on the one on the sideline. He went up and got it, and that one doesn't bother me as much. You know, the long ball that they threw for the touchdown, I believe, was the first touchdown, second touchdown. You know, he shouldn't have been by himself. The third and six, when they're throwing that stop out there and the slant, those are ones we got to make. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Does that affect his confidence moving forward at all?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Time for two more.
Just kind of reassess. I mean, last week the talk was you win, you get to 500, three straight home games. Just kind of reassess 4-6. You know, the playoffs look like a long shot, obviously. How do you kind of?
I think that was your talk last week when you talked about the three home games and getting to 500. All we're trying to do is play the Bears. So that's all this week we're trying to do is play the Packers.
Facts after doing pretty well in the previous four games. Was that Cutler just getting the ball out quicker? Some of it.
He got the ball out quick early in the ball game, try to keep us off rhythm. Some of it we didn't rush the correct way, which had been an issue in the past, and so we'll get back working on that.
All right.
Okay, thanks.